is Sandra Nyaira. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Thursday, November 26, 2015. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa unveils a $4 billion budget for 2016. Among other issues, he says the government will take over Zisco Steel's $200 million debt and provide farmers with cotton farming implements for the next 3 years for free. A new youth organization works to stop the use of youths in politically motivated violence. The government and non-governmental organizations struggle to raise resources needed to feed over 1.5 million people facing hunger this lean season. We will also give you an update of the drought situation in the country, in particular Matabeleland South Province, that has already lost 300 of its cattle due to the drought. We take a close look at climate change, which is posing a serious threat to food security in Zimbabwe owing to increased temperatures and reduced rainfall over the years. And Trevor Kalaujew speaks to Studio 7 about his vision for reviving Zifa if elected president of the Zimbabwe Football Association next month. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. Please check us out on Facebook. We are also on WhatsApp and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our host on the Women's Forum will lead discussions about the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Stay tuned.